Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Tyler?
This is Tim.
Oh, hi, Tyler. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's Friday the 13th, and someone told me yesterday that's a lucky day, so I thought, okay, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. It's better than thinking of all the scary stuff. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works?
I was just curious how the whole process worked, because, like I said, I've been in the fencing industry for 20-something years, and I've used Google before, done all the stuff, paid money, I've been on this type of phone call probably 10 or 15 times, but
wow.
I know Google changes their algorithms all the time, but at the same time, you know, I'm just curious how y'all do it. I mean, is it through Google advertisement? Is it through a partnership with Google? Is it guaranteed that I'm on that front page? Is it in writing that I'm guaranteed to be on that page? You know, because a lot of people, I've gotten hundreds of these calls, and
normally I
ignore it, but
I'm in
the talk today, so it always surprises me to see what y'all have to say about it, just because I've paid money before, I've lost money paying to companies saying they can get me on Google, and then they don't, and then, you know, it's just a nightmare, which is why I typically don't mess with it, so.
Yeah.
And also, which is, I'm in school now to learn how to do all of myself. So,
yep.
It just kind of, I'm just interested in seeing how it works for you guys.
Okay. So I'll try to answer all of those questions. Thank you for relaying all of that to me, because first off, success on the internet is all about working with the right company. And you never know when you're getting hundreds and hundreds of calls, you know, if it's actually two guys in a basement that get together and decide to go program or, you know, do some programming, or if it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you try to get a hold of them, it's impossible to reach them, you know. So that's the first thing. One thing you can rest assured with Local Splash is that we're a premier partner to Google. And what that means is that we have an elite status, being in business over 20 years with servicing over 84,000 active clients all over the United States and Canada. We've earned that elite status. And what it means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner to Google, it will actually have that extra support staff available for your business, right? So that will benefit you. Secondly, you say, how do we do this? So, and it's a breath of fresh air to talk to somebody like you that knows, you know, that Google changes the algorithms frequently, because in order to get on the first page of the search results, two things has to actually happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we do today. Secondly, you have to have all of the programming done in order to not only get you on the first page, but to keep you there, right? So that includes content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming that goes into, you know, getting a business on the first page. And then once they're actually ranking, Google changes the algorithm sometimes up to 5 and 6 and 7 times in one day. So when you have our services on an ongoing basis, what will happen is that every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. Okay. Now, as far as using the word guarantee, Google does not allow any of the premier partners to say the word guarantee. That's almost like a four-letter word. However, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we have no problem getting businesses there, which is why we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis, right? So we're not going to make you sign up for an annual contract or anything like that. We allow you to try the program on a monthly basis, track the results that you're actually receiving, and kind of pay as you go. Okay. Now, as far as you studying to do this yourself, I want to let you know, I had a client several years ago, and it was actually kind of funny. He was, oh, I'm fine. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, I purchased the manuals on the Google Analytics. I'm going to study the criteria, and I'll get my business ranked on my own. And what he did was, this guy was serious. He actually studied those manuals for 4 weeks. He took another week to build his website. He made sure that all of the little meta tags and phrases were in line with the Google algorithms and analytics. And he was super excited, Tyler, because finally, after about 6 weeks monkeying around with it, he started to see his business on the first page. It wasn't at the very top in the maps, but it was at the bottom starting to come up organically, and he was absolutely thrilled. But the problem is he checked the listing 2 days later, and it was removed. And that's how Google is something slightly out of criteria, they remove the listing. So he went back through, and he did about 3 weeks more of revisions and studying and updates. And again, he found himself at the bottom of the first page. And again, he was removed a couple days later. And he called us, and he said, you know what? This just became a matter of my time. You know, he felt like he would have made a whole lot more money hiring a company at a minimal pricing and having them do it rather than him spending all of those hours doing the programming, never to even know if he would be there the next day. You know, and that's the huge benefit is, you know, this would boil down to just about $9 a day to increase your business. So I know that, you know, we didn't go over pricing yet, but I'm sure that if you're out in the field, you're making a lot more than $9 in new clients, you know, rather than being stuck in an office trying to do programming. Right?
So is it fair to say that the local companies in my area are paying a premier service as yourself to be in the position that they're in?
100%. Everybody on the first page is absolutely paying for it some way, somehow. Some of them have an on-site marketing person that they have to pay an annual salary to. Some of them are working with other data service providers to the search engines and other premier partners with Google, which is what we are. But everybody's paying for it some way, somehow. So we happen to be the biggest and the best in the industry, which is why we keep our pricing so low. But absolutely, there is a monetary cost for everyone, you know, in order to even get on the first page and to stay there. Okay. Now, the good news for you, Tyler, is because you're 3 years in business, you will qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program JT Outdoors into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook set up or Instagram or anything like that yet?
I mean, I've got a Facebook, but I'm not real active on it.
Okay.
I don't really do Instagram or anything like that. So,
No problem. The only reason I ask you that question, Tyler, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually pretty cool how it works. So you have a business Facebook, even though you don't use it that often, that's okay. You would just add Local Flash as a manager to it. And then what we would do is we would go in there and run ads on it. So, for instance, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, then next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that, you know, if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then those ads would start popping up on their news feed. So it's, you know, designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which is going to give you the ability to see, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which keywords they're using. You know, so that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Tyler, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, like I told Tara, I wasn't looking to spend any money today, but I'm just, and I know y'all have got to make more phone calls to get that spot filled or whatever, but I just, like I said, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in it today. I mean, I would like more information on it, if that's possible, but.
So, when you say that you're not interested in it today and you're, you know, not looking to spend any money, is the $398 a little bit of a stretch on the budget right now?
I mean, no, but it's just, you know, I keep my overhead pretty low. I stay pretty busy just with word of mouth, so I'm not really equipped, honestly, to take on more business, so because I work by myself. I don't have crews or anything like that. So, it's definitely something that I would be interested in, like, the first of the year. But, again, just it all depends on timing.
I see. Okay. So here's the thing is, you know, you're saying I stay pretty busy with word of mouth and I keep my overhead low, and I respect that. But at the same token, you're at that crossroad where you have to decide, you know, do I want to continue to keep my business pretty busy and do pretty well for my business, or do I want to start this quarter with a bang and make my business as profitable as it can be? Because as you know, Tyler, you are in a highly competitive area for what you do. And I don't know if Tara explained this to you or not, but just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 818 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that JT Outdoors has a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and 818 clients will come flooding in. Oh, what is that noise? Do you hear it? Is that your machine?
I'm just driving. I got a loud truck.
Oh, you're driving. Okay, I didn't know if it was a machine or something. Yeah, so I'm not saying, you know, try the program and 818 clients will come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know statistically speaking is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And the beauty of doing something like this now is, first off, I haven't seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. But also, anything you do prior to year end, come January, you write it off for your business anyway. So if you wait till January, you don't have that benefit until 2025. You have to wait a whole year to write it off, right? But anything you do now, come January, you just use it as a write-off. So, you know, with that being said, Tara sent me a link to your website. She also sent me, you know, the little internet presence she could find on you, which was an Angie Leads profile. Is that current or was that a little bit earlier on?
No, I'm still with Angie's. I mean, they do really well for me. You know, I probably get 2 to 3 leads a day off of them. And out of those 2 or 3, you know, I'd say 2 out of the 3 are good leads as far as I sell them or
wow.
Whatever.
Wow. That's a high closing ratio.
Yeah, and that's where a majority of my business comes from. So I do try to stay pretty loyal with them.
Of course.
Because they've taken care of me. So, you know, it's just, you know, that's just, I've been doing that for, I think, 2 years, something like that. So
good for you.
But,
so the only reason
if we
ask,
go with it, what, because here's my other question is, you know, I had a company, you know, for about 10 years when I was in Savannah, and getting on Google was fairly easy. And I did notice when I started this company, when I moved here, getting on Google was much harder, as far as getting verified and all that stuff. I'm still, for some reason, not Google verified.
I noticed that.
I do have a Google profile, but I don't understand. I mean, is that stuff that y'all take care of as well, or are you going to need access to my website to do, you know, back-end SEO stuff on that? Or, I mean, again, I just don't understand how it works, how you just automatically get it on the front page unless it's a Google advertisement.
Okay, so it's called SEO services, local SEO, search engine optimization, okay? And what that means is, and you're right, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was so much easier to get a business on Google, and Google has changed the criteria so many times over the years that now you have to kind of jump through hoops and bend backwards even to get a verified Google listing. Once it's verified and published, then that will never bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? And that's what we specialize in, is optimizing it to show on the very first page. Now, to answer your question, we don't tinker around with your website in any way, shape, or form. We would, however, attach the website to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. Okay, so now your website would be in the position to actually bring you clients. Does that make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you're thinking of is an old, outdated service, probably about 15, 18 years ago when people first started trying to get on Google. It was called on-site SEO, and that's where someone would go into a website and tinker around with it and put in meta tags and phrases and areas in hopes that it would get better rankings on Google. It's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. So now, in order to get a business on Google, those two things have to happen that I explained to you earlier. Number one, there has to be availability, which we have today. And secondly, there has to be, you know, the local SEO services done on a consistent and frequent basis to make sure that you're there. And trust me, Tyler, if you've had trouble getting your Google business profile verified, because our verification department is in line with Google, meaning we have our support team at Google, but also they're the best of the best in the entire industry. I had a guy last week that had been trying for 3 months to upload videos and do live verifications and verify his address, and he was doing all this crazy stuff in order to get his business on Google, and he came on board with us, and our verification department got on the phone with him and got that listing verified and published right away. So that's the nice thing about working with us is that you have that support staff, you know? Now, I mean, when you think about it, and I'm so glad that you're doing phenomenally well with Angie's because we deal with a lot of their clients too. And what some people do, because they're such an outstanding program, is they'll say, hey, I'm going to just put my leads on pause for a couple of weeks just to allocate some funds to try this program. And then what they find is that the revenue that they generate by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything that comes from Angie Leads. It may not in your case because you have a high closing ratio, right? But it definitely does attract the higher end clients that are, you know, willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, you know? So what they find is that in the long run, they end up saving a ton of money on their lead fees, and eventually they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you if people are calling you directly? You know, and especially if you calculate it out for only $9 a day on a month-to-month basis. I mean, when you look at it like that, I mean, I can't even take my two granddaughters to McDonald's anymore for a Happy Meal and a milk for that. Right? So we're not even asking.
And that's the thing, I hadn't understood it. A lot of people say they pay for the lead, but we don't pay per lead. We pay a monthly fee, and then, you know, get unlimited leads. So
you're very smart. You probably, because you've been working with them for 2 years, you probably signed up on some type of a special deal that they had going, because every Angie Leads client that I've spoken to over the years, they all have to pay per lead. So you probably, you know, maybe there was some kind of a special promotion when you were going on that you don't have to do that, which is great. But, you know, the nice thing about this is, like I said, people have told me overall that they love being on Google because everybody says, let's Google it. You know, nobody ever says, let's Angie it. You know, it's Angie's it. I'm sure that that's the direction that they're trying to go in, but people just aren't there yet, you know, and that's the beauty of this. Is that, you know, let's say that you tried it for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you said, hey, you know, I appreciate that my Google listing is verified, but I really think I like Angie's better. You could call up and cancel. There wouldn't be a cancellation fee. And worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because everything that we created for you, you'll always have that for your business. Right? So at that point, you'll be fully optimized on Google. You'll be on some of the popular directories. Your business will be accessible from the mobile platform. You know, if you cancel down the road, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger internet presence than you have right now. So, you know, with that being said, I'm sure you feel, you know, comfortable enough to at least try it for a couple of months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, when you say, so say I signed up today, is it typical that, what's the typical turnaround time to get on Google?
Great question. Industry standard is 90 days. Since we're a premier partner, we do it in only 45 to 60 days. With you, it might go a little bit quicker because you already have the Google Business Profile. It's just not published yet. So you would, you know, rather than us starting from the very beginning, you would just add us as a manager to it, and we would get that verified right away. So in the interim, we run the Facebook ads. Those launch within under 2 weeks. I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So I always tell people you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because we do start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay, and so you said $2.99 a month, and then so we're already looking at, to see any sort of result, $600.
Yeah, roughly $700 because that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, right? But again, the only reason that we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis is because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. It's like that old saying, you know, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time. Right? So if Local Splash was one of those Mickey Mouse companies that was not providing results, guess what would happen? We wouldn't have that type of retention rate and a satisfaction rate with our clients. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, and that's the best price you can offer is the, what you had said?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a link right now, Tyler. I just want you to see it. Don't fall off your chair when you get it, but it's to our pricing page. It also has our Premier Partnership badge with Google on it. But the reason I want to show you this is you need what's called the Platinum Package. That's the one that's going to give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new business. And the reason I say don't fall off your chair is this package on our website sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. And even at that, it's highly profitable for our clients. But the reason I was able to, you know, authorize that specialized pricing for you is, number one, the position just became available and we're filling it today, but also you're a new business of 3 years, so I applied that new in business rate. So should you decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within that platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. And I would actually have you go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that would grandfather you into this rate and ensure that you never, it never goes up. So did you get that link that I sent you? I forgot to ask if you get text messages on this line.
Did you send it via text?
I did. I sent it on a text message. It says localsplash.com/pricing.
I have not received anything yet.
Okay, let me just double check and see if it gave me a glitch. It doesn't show that it bounced back, but maybe it's just taking an extra second to get there. So if you wanted to, you could also access the page just by going to localsplash.com/pricing.
So once I get that link, and if I wanted to sign up, do I just sign up on it and do all the paperwork through that, or?
No, we would go through it right now and get you signed up right now, because we have 40 technicians that are on the phone and only one position available. Because of the profitability, we have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada where for some reason they couldn't participate when we reached out. And then sometimes they even call me back within 30 minutes. But once the position fills, we don't have a way to remove an existing client that we started working with in efforts to make room for them. You know, so just to kind of go back to your original concern, Tyler, this is not like a Google pay-per-click ad, because we offer those too, right? But those are for big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, because they could be sold to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about them, okay? But in order to be promoted on the first page in the MAPS, which is the highest revenue generating section online, we only work with one company per category per industry to make sure that that one client gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So were you able to type in that page? Because if not, I could send it to you on an email.
No, yeah, I'm just driving. I'm still driving.
It's, oh, you're driving.
I'm never getting text messages.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only reason I ask you that is that, you know, it'll show you two different types of pricing on there, one for the corporations and then second for the small businesses. But again, I just wanted you to see that you're getting the best rate possible, because, you know, typically this is, you know, more than double of, you know, what I'm offering you right now.
Right.
I mean, what do you think? I'm sure, I mean, it's intriguing for you to at least try it and kind of, you know, track the results that you're getting and kind of make your decision on actual results, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested. Like I said, I just normally don't make decisions without talking to the real boss, but it's,
Is that AKA your wife?
Yeah.
That's cute. I love that. I'm married too. I would be so honored if my husband called me the real boss. That's awesome.
Yes. Well, she's the reason why I'm probably going to get to retire at some point in my life.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't make financial decisions based, you know, without talking to her first.
Yep, and I respect that, Tyler. And being that you told me that, I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were both 100% comfortable. I'm almost 100% positive that she probably wouldn't be opposed to you making a $9 a day decision to increase the business, you know, especially since it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. But if you'd like to get her blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call her on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
She won't be able to pick up her phone, I'm sure. So
she's
not allowed to have her phone in the courthouse. So.
Oh, wow. She is a smart cookie then, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. How long have you been married?
We're actually not married. So I've been divorced and she's been divorced. So we have just been together for 6 years. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Those
way,
are the kind
like
of relationships
said,
that are strong for sure. My daughter dated her husband for, I think, 6 or 8 years before they got married and they're still together and they have 3 kids now. So yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Is there a way to, if you haven't filled the spot, to call me at like 4 and then I'd have a decision?
I could do it, but I've never seen a position like this, you know, of this magnitude, like hold off until, you know, nearly the end of the day. So I think it's very unlikely that that happens. And then once this fills, the only thing I'd be able to do for you is sell you those pay-per-click ads, which you tried before and you know that they don't work. So, one thing I could try to do for you, Tyler, because I can hear that cost is a little bit of a concern, and I definitely don't have any better pricing, but I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Now, he was a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida. But he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he also was a startup business. He was a lot fresher than 3 years. I think he had just opened his doors. And he had spent so much money on his, you know, equipment and his licensing and his storefront. You can imagine his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do was I worked out that special pricing for him. And he realized if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for the first month. And the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, but even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So, you know, I would be willing to see, you know, if I could get something like that approved for you because, you know, you told me that you do pay a monthly rate with Angie's and I understand that if you add this on top of that, you know, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, you know, and I appreciate that. So, you know, I could ask them based on that if there's any way that they would authorize this for us. So if I could get it approved, what it would do is it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249, and it would reduce the setup fee down to just $49. So that would save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. So, you know, in order to do it, what I would have to do is send out a request and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, can we move forward?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to say about this because I only had to request it once before, but let me send it out. And while I wait on their response, I'll just verify your information. we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so sometimes I'll hear back within like 90 seconds or 2 minutes. So let me just send this out, and then I'll put Angie's has a monthly fee, and on top of that, you're a new business of 3 years. Okay, perfect. So if everything goes well, Tyler, I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address?
It's fencemylawn@gmail.com.
fencemylawn@gmail.com. And then your last name?
Warden, W-A-R-D-E-N.
C-E-N, and then for some reason the email's not sticking. Let me try to put it in again. Okay, now it worked. Okay, now is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number? I'm sorry, I think the phone cracked up a little bit. What'd you say? Is it the primary, or do you want to add another number? It is. Okay, perfect. Yeah, you might be driving through a tight spot because I could hear you perfect all this time, and now all of a sudden it's cutting in and out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can? Okay, perfect. For the listing itself, do you want it to show as JT Outdoors, or would I put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there? Perfect. And is the 1088 Hickory Hills Road, is that the address that you were trying to get verified on Google?
The address that, well, I got verified, and the address that got verified was 1280 Ashland Drive, which that's where I do have a lot of my company stuff there. That's my parents' house. They've got more room there, so. And it's more local, I guess, but, I don't necessarily want my personal address on Google, but.
I think we should just leave it the same as you have, because you're going to have us, add us as a manager to it so that we can get it on the first page. And if you use your parents' address initially, it doesn't matter if it's your address or their address, because it'll be hidden on the profile anyway. But what I would suggest is let's just keep it consistent, because if we try to go in and you add us and we try to update the address, then, you know, that might throw a red flag, and then there's no reason to update the address because it's going to be hidden anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it staying at 1280.
Okay, let's do it that way. And then what's the city and state and zip, please?
It's Statham, Georgia, and that's S-T-A-T-H-A-M, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And the zip?
30666.
Okay. Oh, yep, I found it here. Google actually indexed it for me, the 3066. Okay, perfect. And then fenceproathens.com is the website. And let me go over here. It's giving me a glitch with that email again. fencemylawn@gmail.com. I'm going to try to save it one more time. You know how computers are. Sometimes they have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
What ethnicity or nationality is your last name? I've never heard that before, Warden. Is it like English or something, or like British? Or?
I don't know. I mean, my heritage goes back kind of to Ireland, maybe. I have no idea. I mean,
wow. That'd be interesting to look into sometime, but, you know, everybody's not as, you know, intrigued with their, genealogy, you know, because I know I have relatives in Denmark, and they said, oh, my gosh, you know, you're in the States. You should go to Salt Lake City. You can, like, track all of the genealogy there and find your background. And I thought, I have no interest of going to Salt Lake City and tracking my
yeah.
I know the basics of it, and that's good enough with me, you know.
Yeah. for sure.
So, oh, give me a second here, Tyler, because my light is blinking. So that means that they are responding to me. Let me see here. Excellent. Okay, he's approving it. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. He's giving me a promo code, okay, so I can adjust the rate. So give me a second here so I can put this in. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. I'm so glad that that worked out for you, Tyler. So give me a second. I have to, oh, good. Okay, so the pricing promo code that he gave me, it actually stuck. I have to go to another page and make sure it sticks on the other page, too. So enter it here. And then I can actually secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Credit card.
Okay. And does it have your name or the company name or both?
It's just got my name on it.
Okay. And now for the billing address, is that the Hickory Hills Road or would it be a P.O. Box or a different address for billing?
It would be... This card would probably be under the 1280.
Okay, good. So then we can leave it on there. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5178.
Okay.
0583.
Got it.
0055.
Okay.
00.
The phone cracked up. I didn't hear the last two digits. 0020?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and expiration?
5 of 25.
And the code?
5 of 4.
5 4 what?
5504.
Oh, 504. Okay, perfect. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording, Tyler, is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
All right.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JTM.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Tyler Warden, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 13th, in the nominal amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. In order to prevent the next month's payment, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, later today when my technician calls you to do the client interview.
Real quick, can we schedule it for Monday?
Absolutely. We can schedule it for Monday. That's not a problem. So 1 second here.
I'm going to be on the road. I know it's going to be a back roads, so I probably won't have to get through.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Plus, we've been on the call for a while, so I didn't want to have to, you know, dig into your work day. So on Monday, what works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Probably morning.
Morning? Okay. I could do a 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. on Monday.
Yeah, 10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m. Okay. So what I'm doing, Tyler, is I'm booking out an entire hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you pricing that is not available to the general public, I wanted you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature to grandfather you into the pricing. Now, you're driving, so I don't know, can you get in and do like an e-signature right now, or would you have to do that later when you stop?
I'm stopped right now. Is it?
Perfect. So did you get a text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I didn't get a text, but I got an email.
Okay. So the email should say your initial invoice.
Right.
Okay. If you click on the link that's in that email, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's two boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized on the account, the other to show that you receive text messages, and then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, once
it
goes...
The mobile phone number on there is wrong.
It is. Okay. Well, then let me fix it. Then no wonder why you're not getting the text. Okay. Give me a second here because I'm still making sure that we're nailing down that 10 o'clock appointment on Monday. I have to click one more button to confirm it. Okay. Good. So we're good for Monday. And then for the mobile correspondence, what phone number do you want us to use?
706-612-5600.
Perfect. 706-612-5600. And so you can just, I fixed it on this end. You can just, you know, click those two boxes and then hit, plug your name in and hit confirm signature, because if I try to send it with the correct mobile number, I would have to have tech go in and fix it and send a new terms. But on this end, it is showing as 706-612-5600. And I'm even going to resend that terms and condition text to this new number just to confirm that you get it, okay? So give me a second here.
Okay. And I hit confirm signature and it sent me to the Local Splash username and password.
Good. Okay, that's the sign on your end that it actually went through, because if it didn't go through, you wouldn't be seeing that prompt for a username and password. And just to let you know, Tyler, you don't have to worry about that right now, because you'll get that information in your welcome email. My whole thing is just making sure that the pricing gets locked in. Now, also, excuse me, you're going to get an email that says, photos needed for Google optimization or Google verification. Ignore that email. They send that to all new clients, assuming that they haven't already started a Google business page. I don't see that you're going to have to send us those photos since you already started that process. So I'm going to send you a fresh email that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile. And that will give you the steps just to go in and add Local Splash as a manager so that we could go in and get with the verification department and see what the hiccup is getting you verified, okay? And then just let me make sure that that welcome email went out, because that has your login credentials for your username and password. If not, I'll manually send it. Oh, no, it did. Okay, good. So you got two of the emails that says Local Splash initial invoice. That's because I had to trigger the second one to make sure you got the text. and then you got the welcome email. Did you get a text now at that cell phone number, just to confirm? The 70, oh, you did. Okay, good. Yay. So it's working now. Okay, perfect. So, but for business purposes, we're still going to be using the 912-461-3524 to promote, right?
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So other than that, you are all good to go. So welcome aboard. I am so thrilled that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So have a very nice weekend coming up too. Okay.
All right. You as well.
All right. Thank you so much. And by the way, Tyler, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in, if you hit option one, any one of the technicians can help you. But if you want to talk to me specifically, just plug in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk. Okay. I'm
awesome.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you heard. Okay. Yeah, it cracked up on my end. I'm like, oh, I hope he heard all that, but that's good. Okay. Well, have a very nice weekend and have a great rest of your day too. Okay. Thank you, Tyler. Okay. Bye-bye.